News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Plans for a new McDonald's in Thurles has been met with a local backlash over health concerns. And I'm joined by Dr. Paul Ryan, a GP in Thurles. Paul, lay out your stall. What are your issues about the Golden Arches moving into Thurles?
Well, the main issue really that I've objected on is health grounds, because I live and work within 100 yards of this proposed development. And for me, it's just another fast food outlet that's swarming into the town and exposing people to unnecessary fast food, which is a huge blight on our society. Studies through the HSE, you'll be familiar with Professor Donald O'Shea. Have Felicity Kelleher. These are people who have produced a lot of work from UCD. And the big problem with Irish society is that we consume way too much. And
Donald would say that there's an obesogenic environment out there that drives people to, you know, there's a food industry that drives people to eat unhealthy things and pushes them. But what about, I suppose, the flip side? Because I have to ask you about agency, about people having a choice. You live and work 100 metres from where this McDonald's may be, but you don't have to go in and buy a Big Mac.
Correct. I agree with you there. But our children, right, and these are the people that we have to focus on completely. Our children are the people that are most at risk here. Because if you can protect children from obesogenic food, then you're going to have healthier lifestyles in the future. Here in town, within 100 metres of the proposed facility, you have a creche. We also have a dish school. We also have where we're trying to already promote healthy eating. And this type of environment, you know, we should be encouraging healthier eating, more appropriate eating habits. And you're not going to get any of this if you sort of expose people to.
Yeah, I take that, and I should probably lay my cards on the table. There was a McDonald's proposed for my local town, and I protested about it as well. So I take your point, but that leads me on. There's a statement from McDonald's here saying, "We are excited about the opportunity to open a new restaurant in Thurles, bringing new jobs and significant investment to the area. Our customers are at the heart of every choice we make, and we've been providing nutritional information on our menu for 30 years and continue to evolve our menu to ensure customers can make informed decisions, with 54% of our menu now classified as non-high in fat, salt or sugar, and 89% of items on our core menu containing under 500 calories. As a business, McDonald's prides itself on being a good neighbour to the communities it works in." McDonald's would say, you know, they're doing their best and this is about choice. What about the people, just last in briefly, Paul, who say this is nanny state? What you're saying?
McDonald's would say that, wouldn't they? I mean, they're a profit-driven organisation. So, yeah, you expect that from McDonald's and from any other fast food outlet. But ultimately, you get temporary satiety from any fast food. And, you know, within an hour of eating it, you're ready for more. So you have your McDonald's, then you go home, you're hungry within an hour, and you eat something else. So really and truly, we're doing nobody any favours by exposing particularly our children to all this fast food, calorie loaded.
Dr. Paul Ryan, GP in Thurles there on that. Love to know what people think. This is an ongoing issue in loads of communities. People, I suppose, protesting at certain businesses, legitimate businesses, coming into their area. Let us know what you think this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.